This building in downtown Rangoon was built 98 years ago by Indian traders, seized by the government in the 1960s, and then abandoned several years ago when the government moved the capital to Naypyidaw. Now the cavernous mixed-use structure is used for everything from legal offices to government housing. The once majestic marble entrance opens to a cobwebbed wrought iron elevator shaft in an elevator that hasn't worked in decades. The building is so poorly maintained that most taps leak and its inner courtyard serves as a garbage dump. After surviving two world wars, decades of military rule, and a devastating cyclone, it may finally fall victim to Burma's building binge. Dawji has been living here for 5 years, mother, daughter, grandchild, and the daughter's husband. The government provides the family with free housing because the daughter is a civil servant. Dawji worries about eviction.
It's old, it's not beautiful, somewhat ramshackle. It's not like when it was new. I think it would look good if you renovated it. The floor is all still good.
Property prices have doubled in Rangoon in the last year alone, and the government has been selling off property to address its growing debt. Many of the buildings, some of which had been condemned, have already been torn down, displacing residents like Dawji. The Yangon Heritage Trust is one organization trying to assure that Rangoon's historic buildings survive the threats of modernity, but the group has not yet been able to secure actual legal protection for any of the buildings. Momo is the co-director.
We are racing against time. If they have the foresight, then they should realize by saving the heritage, it will make more money or more attracting to the investors or attracting tourists.
Some entrepreneurs have recognized the value of historic buildings and have gone through the painstaking and expensive process of renovating these old buildings as a way of preserving them. Anthony Alderson owns a bar in an old two-story building he refurbished on 50th Street in downtown Rangoon. He says he had to wait for 15 years for his investment to start paying off, and thinks there simply isn't enough return on investment for other businesses to follow suit.
It's an added value to any tourist coming to the country to be able to go inside old buildings, because they have this, they see them from the outside, you often don't go inside them. If they use that space, effectively, I think a lot of these smaller buildings will come down and will give way to, unfortunately, a sky city, as it were. I think the Yangon is going to grow upwards rather than outwards. I think you'll see in this particular area in 5 years, this will be one funny little building in amongst a lot of towers.
Unless Burma's more moneyed businessmen can take the plunge to make enormous investments for sentimental value, Southeast Asia may lose its time capsule. This is VOA News reporting from Rangoon.